thank you very much for this opportunity and for expressing your desire to help people with different procedures through the federal government, navigating a very bureaucratic process. Believe me, I'm going through it right now, living in Mexico, dealing with immigration papers for my own wife, and I can tell you it is very, very frustrating. Let me ask you several different questions. I realize you're on a very limited time schedule, so I will keep them very, very brief, as I understand you need to be as well. But first of all, there are at least 14 different senators of your own party who have come out in favor of revoking or changing the 14th Amendment. What is your stance on that particular matter?
I believe that issue is one that our country needs to study. But the bottom line is that we have had a strong history in our country of those who were born here being citizens. And I think the only area where there would be a question is if someone was born here whose parents were not legally in the country. And I think that's the issue on which many Americans would like to at least have a study undertaken to determine whether that was the intent of the 14th Amendment.
But don't you feel that by striking that out, there are a number of other Republicans that have gone on record and saying that that would destroy the way that the Constitution and specifically the Bill of Rights are interpreted across the board throughout the states, as well as striking out equal protection issues, and it would open up a big can of worms. So you are now going officially on record saying that we should study the matter and that perhaps we should revoke that part of the 14th Amendment. Is that correct?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, Ben, that I believe that issue is a fair issue for evaluation in the country, yes.
And what are your own particular viewpoints on the matter? Do you feel that it should be revoked? Do you feel that we should open up a constitutional convention to take that out?
No, I don't believe we should open up a constitutional convention. And frankly, I think that the important thing is for the American public to engage in an analysis of what the 14th Amendment means and frankly, develop an understanding of citizenship in our country, which develops out of illegal entry into the country. Well, as I've said, Ben, at this point, I believe it needs to have further study.
So you're not willing to take a standpoint as to whether it should be repealed or not?
Until we've evaluated it, I would prefer that the country study the issue and that we engage in a dialogue on the issue as we move forward.
Also, what is your viewpoint about the federal government, particularly Attorney General Holder, deciding to file suit against the state of Arizona on SB 1070? Did you feel that was proper? Did you feel that Arizona was well within its right to make that type of law that is very, very controversial?
I felt that the state of Arizona had the right to engage in the legislative action that it undertook, and again, my understanding is that there was concern about that law raised with regard to whether it involved racial profiling, but that those provisions of the law were removed. And I do believe that each state has the right to pass laws to enable it to deal with violent crime, as the state of Arizona was trying to do in that case. And I don't believe that the Attorney General should have filed legislation by the United States to stop the state of Arizona from doing so. But again, I want to make it clear that although some have attacked that law in Arizona as being racial profiling, my understanding is that that any provisions in that would have allowed racial profiling were removed, and that specific prohibitions of racial profiling were put into the legislation.
But don't you feel that immigration should be a federal issue and not a piecemeal state approach?
Well, clearly, our federal immigration law and the manner in which we adopt policy for our immigration into the United States should be a federal law. And I don't believe that the state of Arizona was trying to change federal immigration law. The state of Arizona was, in fact, trying to provide an additional method or manner in which its law enforcement agencies could deal with violent crime in the state.
But obviously a judge said no, that there were a lot of issues that would have impinged upon one's particular constitutional rights, and because of that, it has been provisionally struck down.
That's correct, and I'm very willing to abide by the final ruling of the judge is. What the judge has said at this point is that she's going to prohibit the enforcement of the law until the full case can be analyzed. And again, that's another area where I believe we need to engage in a national discussion of the law. But the bottom line is, it seems to me that a state, although the federal government should have control over immigration law and policy, a state should not be stopped from dealing with violent crime within its borders.
But statistics have shown from the very FBI files that you are privy of that crime is actually down in most areas along the border, and particularly in Arizona. So I don't see the violent wave of crime that everybody seems to be talking about. And there appear to be more and more troops, more resources being sent there now than ever before. So I really don't understand your premise.
Well, you must be looking at different information than I'm aware of, but the information that I'm aware of is that Arizona is seeing very significant increased crime, and that that was the specific reason for the introduction of the legislation.
Well, obviously, I'd be happy to send you those statistics because they've been released on a number of different venues in the media, and they do not concur with what you were saying, with all due respect. Also, are you in favor or against comprehensive immigration reform?
I'm very much in favor of comprehensive immigration reform.
Would that mean perhaps the opportunity for 11 million people to become legal U.S. citizens?
My position on the question of amnesty and citizenship is that a person who has illegally entered the United States should not gain an advantage towards citizenship or permanent legal residence as a result of that illegal entry into the United States. But they should be allowed to get in line and apply for citizenship like anyone else.
But what happens when the quotas are so high, or they're stacked, the deck is stacked against those people because they come from certain countries, that they can't get in line? What about the families who are being divided? Myself, my wife was with a freaking visa. Excuse me for being very, very upset about this issue, but she had a visa when she was deported. What about those people who perhaps have received 10 or 20 or life bans and are married to U.S. citizens? Does that not concern you at all, Senator? Excuse me, your party has really come full circle on this matter. Back in 1986, Ronald Reagan was one of the big leaders who decided to help those who had come into the country, who have provided services and work and doing other jobs that other people perhaps may not have wanted to do, and have become very productive people. Since that time, your party, unfortunately, has come out very much against that. What do we want to do with all of these people? Are we going to continue to divide families? Or are we going to kick them all out? No one is talking about amnesty here. We're talking about a fair opportunity for people to become right with the law, to pay a fine, but to continue to live in the country, whereas they have been productive, they've been paying taxes, and their children are likely citizens and may have two or three generations in the country. Is it fair to say we should kick them out?
No, and I didn't say that. In fact, I said that I support a comprehensive immigration reform. What I said was that a person should not gain an advantage over another person because they have illegally entered the country. And I frankly think that most Americans and most of the people who are seeking immigration to the United States would support that principle.
But again, we go back to privilege, we go back to the number of quotas, we go back to the certain laws that were passed in 1996 that refused to allow an immigration judge to take particulars into consideration. You know, we can't just talk about this aimlessly. We've got to come up with a plan. As you know, several have been introduced into Congress. For instance, what do you think particularly about the Schumer and Graham proposal?
I don't know that there is enough detail on that. I don't know that it has, at least I haven't seen the detail of the proposal, but the bottom line is I do support a comprehensive immigration reform, and some of the concerns that you have raised are the very kinds of things that I think should be reformed. But what I was simply saying is that I believe that in an approach to a comprehensive immigration reform, we should allow everyone to have equal access to immigration to the United States and not give an advantage to those who have illegally violated the law and entered the country illegally.
What do we do with those who are already in the country who have been here for a number of years? Should we deport them? Should we send them all back and have them apply from their respective countries? What is your solution?
I only heard the very tail end of what you said there, but again, I believe that we should find a path forward where those who are here now can be moved into a workable guest worker program for the employment for which they came to the United States.
But what about citizenship? What about citizenship? If they've been here for a number of years, do you think it's only fair to have them be a workers class and then have them go back? Or what about if they eventually want to become citizens, especially if they have children who were born here?
Well, then they can apply, as everyone who seeks citizenship in the United States can apply under the laws of the United States.
And finally, do you support the DREAM Act, and what about ag jobs?
Well, again, in both cases, with regard to the ag jobs, if it is refined to the point where it does not involve the giving of an advantage towards citizenship for those who have illegally entered the country, then I think there's significant possibility with it.
Okay, in other words, you want to set up maybe a separate caste of workers and say, okay, sure, come in, do our dirty work, but you can never have citizenship.
No, that's not what I said. I said they can apply for citizenship but not be given a special advantage if they have broken the law.
I'm a very tough person when it comes to this issue. I'm very emotional about it because I've had too many things happen to me. I've been exiled by my country. You know, thank you very much, Uncle Sam. I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming what happened to my wife in Los Angeles by some bad advice and by, frankly, some horrible bureaucracy. And I'm extremely bitter. And frankly, my voice is representative of probably 95%, maybe 98% of all of our audience today. And so, I apologize if I've been rather tough, if I've asked some very biting questions. But frankly, I appreciate the fact that you have had the honor and you had the guts to do it. And so thank you very much for your answers today.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Appreciating.